Welcome to our fourth Sunday of Easter Worship podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and our Saviour's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. April 21, 2024, this is Pastor Olana. We began our service in the name of our God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Make us know your ways, O Lord, and teach us your paths. Lead us in your truths and teach us, for your God of our salvation, for whom we wait. Amen. Let us confess our sins. If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light and we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleans us from all sins. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new right and spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with a willing spirit. Amen. Since we confessed our sins, now hear the absolution. Our Heavenly Father has had mercy on us, and through Jesus Christ has set us free from sin, death, and the devil's power. Through the faith installed in us by the Holy Spirit, we know, and I declare as an ordained servant of Christ, that you are forgiven in the name of our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Sing praise to God, the highest good.
Our first reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Acts chapter 4 verse 1 through 12. And the epistle reading is taken from the first book of John chapter 3 verse 16 through 24. And our gospel reading is taken from the gospel of John chapter 11 through 18. Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have awakened from death, the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit that when we hear the voice of the shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen.
Blessed day to you. This is a Bible study of the epistle lesson for the fourth Sunday of Easter. We begin with prayer. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from the dead the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may know the voice of our shepherd and follow him in being loving, so that sin and death may never pluck us out of your hand. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Even though the day of Easter is past, the celebration of the Easter event continues. We express our joy in this Easter season with the singing of all the hallelujahs. But lest our joy continues only because it feels good to be joyful, we continue listening attentively to our scripture lessons so that we remember the real reason for our joy. That is, God has delivered us from death and promised to raise us to life eternal, as he did for his Son, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. We're reminded of this in the very beginning of our lesson today, so let's read 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 to 24. By this we know that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. And by this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Thus far the reading. There's one word that is primary in our text today, you've probably noticed, and that word is love. This word also appears regularly in John's gospel that he wrote. John is writing here about love to Christians, whom he refers to in our text as both little children and beloved. He does so that we remember we are God's children, as in our reading last week, and as such, that we are beloved by God. There are two basic points about love that John mentions in our text. First, Christ laid down his life for us because he loves us. And second, being loved by God, we show our love for others. Love is a part of the Christian life from the first moment that one becomes a member of the Holy Christian Church, the Communion of Saints, by holy baptism. The Christian ethic must be summed up in the one word, love, and from the moment that a person pledges himself to Christ, he pledges himself to make love the mainspring of his life. For that very reason, the fact that a person loves their fellow human being is proof that such a person has passed from death to life by faith in Christ. As A.E. Brook puts it, life is a chance of learning how to love. To love is to be in the light. To hate is to remain in the dark, according to John. We need no further proof that than to look at the face of a man who is in love and the face of a man who is full of hate. It will show the glory of the blackness of his heart. That's the difference between having a life of love or a life of hate. There follows still another step in this closely knit process. A person may say, I admit this obligation of love and I will try to fulfill it, but I do not know what it involves. John gives an answer to that here in chapter 3. If you want to see what this love is, look at Jesus Christ. In his death for people on the cross, it is fully displayed. In other words, the Christian life is the imitation of Christ. Or as Paul writes in Philippians 2, verse 5, have this mind among yourselves, which you have in Christ Jesus. Or Peter says this in his first letter, the second chapter, verse 21. He left us an example that we should follow in his steps. No one can look at Christ and then say that he does not know what the Christian life is, because Christ has made it possible, and Christ is our example. Here's an example of love in action. A simple expenditure of money we might have spent upon ourselves, we instead give to relieve the need of the poor or destitute. It's the willingness to surrender that which has value for our own life to enrich the life of another. If such a minimum response to the law of charity called for by such an everyday situation is absent, then it is idle to pretend we are within the family of God, the realm in which love is always operative as the principle and the token of eternal life. Fine words will never take the place of fine deeds. No amount of talk of the Christian love will take the place of a kindly action to a person in need, involving some self-sacrifice. For in that action, the principle of the cross is operative again. That's some thoughts from William Barclay in his Daily Study Bible. Here's the miracle, the mystery of divine love, that God redeems the church with his own blood. Surely we should love those whom God has loved when he loves us. The Son of God laid down his life for us. Thereby he laid upon all the sons of God his commandment that they should love one another. To believe in the name of God's Son and to love one another as sons of God, these two cannot be separated from each other. Or to hate as Cain hated is to be a murderer and a child of the devil and abides in death. To love as Christ loved in deed and in truth is to be truly a child of God, with a child's confidence in God, the assurance of being heard by him. That's some thoughts from Martin Fransman. When believers have confidence in God through the Holy Spirit and have faith in Jesus Christ, they can ask what they would of their Heavenly Father, John says. They will receive what's good for them, and as goodwill to men was proclaimed from heaven, so goodwill to men, particularly to brothers and sisters in Christ, must be in the hearts of those who go to God and speak to God in heaven. This union between Christ and the souls of believers is certainly the work of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God works a change in all true Christians, change from the power of Satan to the power of God. Consider how it changes your heart. Think about that. Instead of only loving yourself, is the love of God primary for you? Instead of only doing things for yourself, do you find yourself doing things for others because God loves you and loves others through you? Salvation for us was won by Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection. This is the truth about God's love for us, and this is the motivation for us to love one another. Let's pray about this. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would empower us by your Spirit to daily live lives of love, love for you, our God, and love for others, a love that results in actions, not just words. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free Spirit. Amen.
Yeah.
Let us close our service for this morning with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Sound. May the fruits of your